For more information, contact us on 0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-623508. Woodlands University College, diligence, integrity, innovation.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mountain. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep, yep. Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your Sophie's sorted. Your football live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibe, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
This is As and When They Happen. The main news on all the radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio News Breakfast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. Education Minister backs student-led innovation at China Zambia Forum. Copper Belt Province cracks down on illegal mining. And in international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu proposes fully reoccupying Gaza. And in sports news, this Kondola girls face Na Melody Sundowns at the CAF Women's Champions League. News in detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has urged stakeholders to harness the power of student-led research and exchange programs to develop sustainable and scalable solutions to Zambia's developmental challenges. Yakalima made the remarks while officially opening the 2025 China-Zambia Research and Development Exchange Forum in Lusaka. He commends the China government for its intellectual investment in Zambia development journey, noting that strategic partnerships are essential to driving innovation and progress. Yakalima further highlights the participation of Leaches Community Solution Limited, calling it a testament to the growing collaboration in education and technology between the two nations. Meanwhile, a board member of Leaches Community Solutions Limited, Andy Liu, says students' exchange program provides valuable platforms for students to share knowledge and ideas. The University of Zambia Acting Vice Chancellor, Professor Boniface Namangala, emphasizes that such programs are pivotal for fostering intellectual growth and praised the government's continued support for the education sector. Mwandi District in Zambia Western Province is said to benefit from the 1 million kwacha agricultural initiative aimed at enhancing the economic livelihood of local residents. Under the pilot project for climate resilience implemented by the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, the community will cultivate full farm products such as tomatoes and cabbages to support at least 1,000 beneficiaries. This initiative seeks to promote climate smart agriculture while driving economic empowerment at the grassroots level. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has begun deploying elections materials and 216 polling staff to various polling stations ahead of the Mfuwe parliamentary by-election seat for this Thursday. Mfuwe Assistant Returning Officer Peter Nkuluwa says preparations are progressing well with special logistical measurements put in place to cater the hard long reach areas. Nkuluwa told the media in La Bushimanda district that air transport has been secured to ensure timely delivery of both personnel and election materials to two remote locations within the constituency. He assures the public that all systems are in place to guarantee a smooth and transparent electoral process. Meanwhile, ECZ Master Trainer Jonathan Peary confirms that the trained polling staff are ready and equipped to conduct the election efficiently and professionally. The Mfuwe parliamentary seat is being contested by three candidates: Malama Mufenelo of the United Party for National Development, Charles Mubanga of the Socialist Party, and Brian Kunda of the New Congress Party. Still in local news, the Livingstone City Council has spent 4 million kwacha on water project across city funded through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Livingstone City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mokela has told reporters that the allocation covers the year 2022 to 2024. The 4 million includes the drilling of three boreholes of Shunguwad and the installation of water reticulation facilities in various wards, including Kawila Ward. Mokela says the joint allocation also covers water projects at various schools and health facilities, including the drilling of boreholes at Maramba Clinic and Hillcrest School, as well as several markets across the city. He also reveals that the 2025 CDF budget includes 1 million kwacha for water-related projects in Livingstone. Residents of Nachongwe village in Shavuwad, Chelenje district, Lwapula province, have appealed to the incoming councillor to prioritize the construction of the health post and a school within their community. One of the residents, Beauty Malama, says the absence of a nearby school has led to many children dropping out of education. The residents have also called on the government to sink boreholes and improve the road network. They made this appeal when a team from the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, visited the ward to inspect the polling centers ahead of the local government by-elections scheduled for Thursday, 7th August. Finally, in local news, Copperbelt Feminine Secretary Lawrence Mwanza says the provincial administration would not tolerate any form of illegal mining. Mwanza states that province is aligned with the tough stance against illegal mining taken by President Hakainde Hichilema. He emphasizes that illegal mining is detrimental not only to the environment but also poses serious risk to the miners themselves. Speaking to the media in Kitwe, Mwanza records that the province has in the past lost lives due to unsafe mining practices. He notes that the current focus is on formalizing such activities to ensure safety and accountability. Referring to the recent Chingola riots involving small-scale miners, Mwanza describes the incident as regrettable but stressed that the government is not opposed to small-scale mining. He explains that authorities have continued engaging both the owners of Senseli mine and the miners to find a lasting and inclusive solution. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising as Shaka transforms from king to emperor. It airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3.